This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Christy in our chat says, Ben, Woods, and Pauly, you guys must have lit those Padres prayer candles. Those last two games have been nice. Did we mention it earlier this week when we were at Moneyline on Saturday night? We had the most beautiful gifts given to us. This absolutely gorgeous prayer candles like you'd see in church, but with Padres players decorated. Absolutely gorgeous. I don't know where they are now, though. Hannah Nancaro.
I took them.
Made off with them at the end of the night. I hope they have a good home in your house somewhere.
They do. They do. I mean, we have a little Padres
a shrine,
shrine, if you would, in our office, and we've got all of the candles and things like that. We put them all up. They look spectacular. I wish I remembered the guy's name that did them, but when I get home, I will definitely be giving him a shout out. They were beautiful.
Yeah, we met a lot of tier ones on Saturday night. Ton of people who showed up, and it was
so fun
to meet everybody again. Thank you for coming out to Moneyline. We got to do that again sometime soon because that was a lot of fun.
Just hopefully
we get a better game than we got on Saturday night. The absolute, arguably worst game of the season. I mean, we could have picked any other game. I think the atmosphere would have been better for the baseball. But that's baseball. You take your chances sometimes. Padres have bounced back, though. Won the last two against the San Francisco Giants. Will go for a series victory and a guttural scream perhaps tomorrow morning if they get a third straight against the Giants. But as we told you in our last segment, the game, really, the setting the tone was Fernando Tatis Jr. with his catch, his home run robbing catch of Rafael Devers in the first inning. And Pauly has done a little battle of the broadcasters, getting all the versions of the home run. You heard Jesse's call earlier, but I have no...
The non-home run.
The non-home run, right. I have no problem hearing it again from Jesse Agler. Then we'll do Don. We've got the Giants broadcasters, and then we have our Spanish language broadcasters as well.
Payoff pinch, Devers swings, hits it in the air to very deep right field. Fernando is back, he is at the wall, he will leap up, and he did it again! Fernando Tatis over the right field wall! Did it a couple of years ago out there in almost the exact same spot, and one of the great home run robberies you will see this season. What a play!
That's a strong call.
Really
right there.
Good call by Jesse on that one, was on top of it. I wasn't sure watching on television if he actually made the catch or not. Woods, were you confident that it went in his glove when you were watching?
Yeah, I was watching. I was laying on my side in bed watching it on my iPad. So it was about 2 feet from my face. So I saw it go in the glove and was like, you've got to be kidding.
Because he then
incredible.
He laid right there on the warning track with his back against the wall. Didn't show it for I don't know, 5-6 seconds where he popped it out of his glove, and I was not 100% sure. I think Don...
Okay, so he was sitting... Hold on, Benny. So he was sitting cross-legged.
Yeah.
Right? And he did the thing where he's cross-legged.
His legs were splayed outwards, I believe. Like,
well, okay, splayed outward.
Yeah.
And then he... Watch. He lifts himself up just using his legs. Could you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. No, no chance.
Could you have that part, Paulie, so Ben can see it? I want...
Yeah,
at the break, I'd like you to try it against the wall. Paulie will film it.
The little hop up that he can do? I don't think I can do it.
Oh, well, we can try. I mean, you're strong now. Do squats and whatnot.
I mean, I got good calves. So
you got great calves. You have no excuses. But he did that. I went, geez, that's maybe the most athletic part of that play for me.
Putting it up right now.
Yeah, Paulie's going to show it because it was spectacular. So there's the shot. Deep, deep, deep. He goes back. He's got
a
beat on it.
God, he's
jumps up.
No fan interference.
Brings it back. So legs splayed wide open.
Yep.
Ladies, calm yourselves. And then he just pops himself up.
There's no chance.
But he used the wall kind of to brace himself to get up.
He did not use his hands, though, at all.
No,
not
hands.
Even a little.
No. Just popped
just
up.
He pops himself up. Look, I don't even think he used the wall.
It looks like
really
a magic trick.
It looks like a magic trick. It really does. I mean, you can give me 500 tries. I'm not doing
it. It's very smooth.
So I'd like
too.
To see. I'd like to see you at the break. Try it
and
see what we can
got
do.
Got some
wall
space to attempt.
Ben's
that.
Just going to tip over.
It'll be great.
All right, let's go to the Padres television call from Don Orsillo and Mud Grant.
Right-handers at 262, so kind of reverse splits. High drive, right field. Back goes Fernando at the wall. He leaps and makes the catch. Oh, Nando. Up into the air. Makes the catch at the wall.
Very solid by Don.
Oh, loved it.
Absolutely.
Joe Davis could never.
As you can imagine, the call on the Giants side of things was a little more muted by Dwayne Kuiper, I believe.
Well, not to start, it wasn't muted.
No, he was very excited. Yeah.
High drive, right field, Tatis back. It is caught.
He does the it is high,
right
it is
field.
Full. Yeah, he does the that it is. Is out of here,
yeah.
Right? That's his call.
That's his
so
call,
it
yeah.
is
caught.
It was right field. He's all
high drive, cocky. Right field. Tatis back. It is caught.
Man,
did like you edit out a little bit of time
you,
too?
No,
I don't think
he waited a long
one.
Time before he said caught. I thought so. That and then finally, a little Padres Spanish language. I believe this is our friend Pedro Gutierrez, not Eduardo Ortega, on the call. But here is a Padres Spanish language radio.
La prende Devers al jardín derecho. La persigue Tatis de un brinco. Son advertencia. Tatis la trae de regreso. Espectacular el brinco de Tatis. Wow. La defensa premier en el jardín derecho.
All right, I got a few of those words. Defensa premier defense in the right field, the derecho. Spectacular, I think, works in both languages. There was just a couple of words I didn't understand there.
It was really, I missed it. Sorry, I was talking to my dad. But I had heard just the tail end of it, so I'll take your word for it.
I thought it was very solid, though. Good calls all around, except for perhaps Dwayne Kuiper, who just was very... Very disappointed. So
I liked that call very much.
Caught.
It is caught.
Right field. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. And I think, you know, we kind of glossed over it. The performance from J.P. Sears last night was exactly what we needed and then some. You know what I mean? We talked yesterday. Please, God, keep us in a ball game. You know, let the offense try to get on track and do its thing. And got through six innings last night, Benny, was everything you could have dreamed of.
I mean, there's not a lot of swing and miss. You know, obviously, no. He gave up some hard-hit balls. There was the near home run by Devers. There were a couple of lineouts to start the second inning. When then he gave up some soft hits and loaded the bases, got out of that one jam, though, that he needed with a pop-up on the first pitch. Another beautiful mound visit by Ruben Niebla, by the way.
Yeah,
how many
timely.
Times does he go out and, like, the next pitch is like a pop-out and the inning's over? Seems like happens a lot for Ruben. So that was really his only area where he got into a spot of trouble other than the home run that he gave up to Casey Schmidt in the game. But it seems like he's, you know, a new version of Randy Vasquez. He's going to get contact. He's going to try to make it soft. He's not going to strike out a lot of batters, but very effective. If you can get six innings, I mean, Padres get six innings out of their starter, one run. With the bullpen that they have, that should be a win 95% of the time. If you're going to get six innings of one run out of your starter, you feel very good about the Padres' chances to win any game against any team if they can get that kind of pitching performance from their starting pitcher.
Well, and how nice is it to have a guy like David Morgan, who would be the seventh, eighth inning guy on most teams, be able to come in and get five outs for you and pitch the way that he does? I mean, honestly, put him, Benny, on any other contender, that guy's a setup man. You know, at the minimum, he's a setup man. So to have him, you know, just kind of hanging out down there, getting outs when needed in any inning, he's fantastic. What a find by A.J. Preller.
And by the way, Wandy Peralta continues to pitch his tail off here in the second half of the season.
Right,
his ERA down to almost one now in the last 2 months. He's been fantastic. And the fact that they did not have to go to any of their top five relievers. I know Jeremiah Estrada got up for a minute in the bullpen. That was about it. But that sets them up. Now, there's obviously today's game, but you also feel like you're not going to have to use all five in the same game, unless it's a wild extra inning close game all the way through. That means you're going to have fresh back-end bullpen relievers no matter what going into the first game of the series against the L.A. Dodgers. Dodgers, of course, are coming off a tough series here now for them. Coors Field did not get a lot of length out of Shohei Ohtani yesterday, just four innings, so had to use a lot of bullpen arms. They're probably going to have to use some bullpen arms today again in the series finale because it's a four-game series. That's a grind at altitude. So they'll be coming in somewhat weakened, hopefully, and the Padres will hopefully be going in somewhat fresh, which makes today's start by Dylan Cease another really important one. Coming off the bad effort against the Dodgers, can he bounce back at home against a lesser team, pitched well last time, I believe, against the Giants, and keep that bullpen nice and fresh going into this weekend?
I mean, what a great example of a guy pitching the night before him in J.P. Sears. I mean, look, you have elite stuff. Throw it in the zone, man. Use your defense behind you. You know, try to command the zone a little bit. Stop giving free passes, because free passes to any team are going to kill you. They're just going to kill you. So, yeah, man, use your defense today. Go out there and let it eat. Let it rip a little bit if you're Dylan Cease. You need to wash that last start off of you ASAP. And speaking of Shohei, this was a really interesting tweet I saw last night, Benny. He started last night as by far the largest road favorite of his career at the Rockies. He has never won as a huge road favorite. He's 0-7 in his career as a road favorite of at least minus 190. That's pretty bananas last night. And if I was still placing bets every day, I would have looked at that game and said, Shohei against the Rockies, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Doesn't matter what the money line is. I'm taking it. I'm taking the run line. For them to go out, again, shout out to the Colorado Rockies for really, really picking us up.
Yeah, I would imagine most of those losses obviously came with the Angels. He hasn't started that many games for the LA Dodgers.
Exactly.
He hasn't started that many on the road. So this is kind of new for him this year. But he has not pitched. I mean, he's had a couple of good short outings, but overall, the results have been very mediocre. And given the toll it seems to take on him going to take today off after pitching, at what point do the Dodgers just have to say, Shohei, you just be a DH. You're the best, DH in the league. Your bat is what makes you so valuable. We love that you can pitch. We know you want to pitch, but I think you're hurting yourself more than you're helping yourself. And we have plenty of starting pitching. I mean, honestly, the Dodgers are the one team that doesn't need Shohei Ohtani to start games.
Did the Dodgers give him $780 million, whatever, for him to just be a DH, though? They paid him to pitch.
They probably did pay him to pitch, but they don't need him to pitch right now. With the other starters that they have in their rotation, you'd rather have a more effective Shohei at the plate, I would think, than, you know, getting four mediocre innings from him and making that impact possibly the rest of his week as a hitter. Am I crazy?
I'd say let him keep pitching. That's my that's my analysis. I have a question for you. I think I've asked it before, but I have no memory whatsoever anymore. I'm getting old. In the playoffs, or shoot, even not in the playoffs, in a big game, Shohei Ohtani is penciled in as the designated hitter. What if they want to bring him in relief? Do they just get a pass to do that anytime they want?
I don't believe you've asked that question.
I thought I had.
I believe the Shohei rule applies whether he is a starter or a reliever.
Oh, how nice.
That he can come in and pitch at any time and remain as the designated hitter without affecting the Dodgers lineup.
So he starts and then... grounds it back to the pitcher. Then he runs down to the bullpen before his next AB, gets hot, comes in and throws an inning. Because like you said, he has been effective in short spurts. That's probably what I would do with him. But
that, you know, obviously that could be unfeasible. You can't really plan for it. Let's say you think you want to bring him in the seventh inning, but if he's batting
right
in the bottom of the sixth, and he's like third up that inning, you're not going to be able to warm him up and get him ready to pitch in time. So
it's got a timeout. Well, see, Ben, in adult ball, oftentimes we don't even send guys to the bullpen. We just call them right in, and they take the mound. So I'm sure he can do it.
Charles says, can you go play left and after you just threw five innings? Thanks.
And to be fair, Charles says, so stupid they made a rule for one player. It's not really true. I mean, last night Luis Arraez was the designated hitter. If Mike Schilt wanted to bring him in relief, I believe they could have done that, and he could have remained as the designated hitter in the game. So, you know, it could be the Luis Arraez rule or whoever. The Ryan O'Hearn rule, if you want to pitch him one when he's DHing one day,
you never know.
You can do that as well. I just don't think any other team is interested in seeing their DH out there throwing pitches late or early in a game.
It's pretty crazy to think that could actually happen in a big league game, man. It is pretty nuts. But yeah, the thing that kind of blew my mind is he got smoked by like 95 off the leg.
Yeah, it took a line
and
drive.
They left him in. Yeah, they left him in. He stayed in there and then took another AB. I'm like,
yeah, that was
my
weird.
God,
he also got
doing?
Hit by a pitch in the leg a couple of days ago as well. So can't be feeling 100% right now. No one is at this point in the season, but
no.
Yeah, if you're the Dodgers, you've got to feel like four-game series in Colorado, 3 out of 4 minimum, and hoping for the four-game sweep. And now they've got to win today, and they play early. They play at 12 o'clock today. They have to win just to earn a split of their four-game series against the Colorado Rockies. So that's got to be considered a real missed opportunity for the Dodgers. They're going to have Clayton Kershaw on the mound against Chase Dolander. So you figure, again, they'll be very heavy favorites, -225 on my ESPN bet website right here. So you feel like, obviously, but they were heavy favorites yesterday, and it didn't seem to help them in that game.
And 2 days ago as well.
Well, and speaking of comebackers, we didn't even mention the Giants one yesterday. Landon Roop. That one really sucked to watch, man. That was awful because he was just coming back from an injury, and the look on his face when he couldn't even get up off the mound yesterday, that was tough to watch.
So as I understand it, it wasn't necessarily the line drive that injured him.
He twisted his knee.
It was trying to get away and, he turned his knee trying to get away from the line drive.
As soon as I saw the replay, I was like, oh, it had nothing to do with the line drive at all. His knee, bent back and, buckled on him and,
I'm sure the instinct of trying to get away from it caused him to do an unnatural maneuver. So in the sense, the line drive by Ramon Laureano was the ultimate instigator in the injury, but it wasn't the ball. When they said at 95, I'm going, well, that's hard, but batters get hit by 95-mile-an-hour pitches all the time. It's generally doesn't generally cause major injuries when you do that.
No, it was the knee, man.
But it was definitely the turning of the knee and how it happened.
I mean, anytime, the guy's coming back from injury, trying to build back up, and to see a guy get carted off and, damn near crying, I hated that.
All right, we've got Don't Do This is coming up next. Woods, you've got something you wanted to read?
Yeah, I've got fans behaving very badly.
I hate that. And then a scary story that happened apparently a year ago in Kansas City, but just coming out yesterday that the football world is talking about with the Chiefs. We'll get to all of that coming up next. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Day game for our baseball team today. So if you are looking for plans tonight, may I suggest a trip down for dinner and some cards at 7 Mile Casino. It is so easy to get to, and you're going to find yourself in San Diego's best, most upscale card room with a phenomenal atmosphere, Woods.
That's right, Benjamin. I could not agree more. Please do us a favor. They've supported us for so many years and really cater to the tier ones when you head out there. Go out and have a great time. Sit down, play some California-style blackjack, some Texas Hold'em, some Pie Gal, some Baccarat, and have a delicious meal, be amongst friends, have a nice cold beer, watch the game, go after the game, whatever. It's all beautiful. At 7 miles.
Yeah, and those meal options, obviously you get the regular menu at Sammy's for dinner, the pizzas, the pastas, the salads, all great. But any time of day, you can also enjoy their 24/7 players menu, not available at any other Sammy's, just the one inside 7 Mile Casino. Eat at the table at 2 a.m., 6 a.m. The weekend brunch is spectacular, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 to 3. Best in the South County. Try it out today. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Let's just say that we had a don't do this moment during the break, as I did attempt the Fernando Tatis pop-up, and it did not go well. Video incoming from Paul Reindel shortly.
Yes.
It's so difficult. Yes. I mean, that is...
It's
crazy how easy he made that look. Crazy.
Yep.
All right, don't do this. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Like Shelly in our chat did, said it was very easy to go through and get her documents done. All right, Woodsy, why don't you get us started today?
Well, this is, it's really a thing now with social media, and I kind of like when it's brought to people's attention. And Taylor Saucedo, he's a reliever for the Mariners. He's not having a great year, did not have a good game on Wednesday. It happens. It's the big leagues. They're pretty good, too, on the other side. He did give up 5 runs in the Mariners' 11-2 loss to the Phillies on Wednesday. And his girlfriend, Kelsey Scott, released a couple of messages that they had gotten. And I'll tell you what, man, as far as messages go, it's pretty bad. He gets a DM that says, "I hope your effing head gets blown to pieces walking in Philly, you autistic, ugly piece of S." Then he says, "Your C-word wife / girlfriend dying would be awesome as well." And he went to Twitter and posted, "I understand wanting me gone after today and this year as a whole. Nobody's more disappointed with how this year has gone for me than myself. Trust me, I want to win just as much as you guys, whether I'm here or not. But messaging me this bull S and my girlfriend sending this stuff is beyond baseball. It's insane how comfortable people are sending this stuff to not only me, but my partner. Tell me I suck all you want. That's fine. But at some point, we got to get a grip." Pretty, it's about as vile as it gets, man.
That was, wow. I mean, that touched all the bases of,
yeah, pretty much.
Of vileness in that one DM.
Pretty much every single one.
Wow.
Nobody. I mean, you already have a bad day at the office. You come home to that, man. No good.
This is this is a scary story. Now, it happened last May, but did not come out publicly in the media until yesterday, involving the Chiefs and Coach Andy Reid. So back last year on May 4th. So this is during the offseason. He's working late in his office. May 4th, 2004. How about that? He's working after like midnight. In the middle of the off season, in his office.
I wash.
Well, we didn't know he was there until yesterday, and we only know that because while he was sitting in his office, a bullet came through the glass window of his office and lodged into the wall like 15 feet from where he was sitting. It apparently was one of 3 bullets fired that night at the Chiefs practice facility in Kansas City. No one was hurt, fortunately, at the time. Police still have an open investigation as to where these bullets came from. It's being treated as an aggravated assault because the building was occupied at the time. It had not come out until yesterday. It was revealed that there is now bulletproof glass in Andy Reid's office in Kansas City, just to make sure no one takes pot shots or... whoever thought they were doing something, being funny, or whatever was going on. But this
it's
is something
really
that actually happened
joke.
Last Jeez, year for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, that was when they were coming off 2 straight Super Bowl titles. So can't have too irate of a fan base at that point, I would think.
That is it's pretty – why did it just come out now, I wonder?
I'm not sure. Like, you know, if it leaked from the police at some point. It's pretty amazing that they kept it quiet for –
That was my first thought.
The year and about, 15-16 months that this has been kept quiet in Kansas City. No arrests have made in the case.
Maybe somebody noticed the bulletproof glass and was like, what's this about?
That's possible.
Like, you know, holy smokes, dude. All right, well, be careful out there if you're working late, but never happened to me, ever. Let's get to some positivity, a pretty fun audio.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
Last night after the big Padres win, John Morosi went down to the field and happened to snag Padres superstar Manny Machado. And Manny had some pretty funny and interesting comments talking about one of his teammates.
Manny, congratulations. You're a 3rd inning homer. You looked right in the dugout.
and you smiled with a point, who were you looking at there?
Darvish.
What did he say?
He's been giving me tips and tales on my approach. Sometimes you gotta listen to these guys that watch a lot of videos. So, you know, he gave me the tips and tales how I should approach this team today.
What kind of hitting knowledge does you have?
I mean, he's smart. I think he's one of the smartest guys we have on our team. I mean, he spends hours, you know, nitpicking on guys' approach, how, you know, guys are not hitting. I mean, I don't think there's anyone on our team that does more reports than he does. So, you know, sometimes you got to go to some of these guys like, hey, what you got? What you got for me? And he delivered today.
Manny, I love that. Gavin Sheets.
That's amazing.
I love it, man. It's great. It reminds me of the Greg Maddux doc. Because, you know, Listen, we've heard many times, right? The pitchers are their own family and the hitters are their own family. And anytime you have, you know, when Mudd and Don have Joe Musgrove up there, and even if it's a Padres player and he checks his swing or he doesn't check his swing, Joe will say, I mean, look, you ask me, I'm always going to say he goes, I'm a pitcher.
Right.
But Maddux used to sit and talk with all the hitters all the time about their approach and how can I, if I was me on the mound, how can I fool you, right? Oh, we'll throw the low fastball, then throw the low changeup after that. So getting that knowledge from pitchers, what is you seeing on these pitchers that they have? He watches tons of film. He's obviously a great resource, and I thought that was pretty cool. Yu Darvish teaching Manny Machado how to get back into the swing of things.
I mean, think about that. Yu Darvish, who hasn't taken an at-bat in years since the designated hitter came around full-time in baseball, is just watching film, and he thinks, you know what? I'm going to go up to Manny Machado, one of the great players of his generation. He's in a bit of a slump right now, but I've just watched so much video. I think I see what he's doing and can change and how he can approach at least this pitcher and what he can do to be successful. And Manny listened and implemented it and hit a 3-0 home run.
Well, Benny, I mean, I see there's a billion pitching coaches and hitting coaches right on X every single night for any fan base across the league. I mean, they're everywhere out there. Everybody knows how to play that game. But it is funny. I mean, I've heard radio hosts talk about how they could get hitters right, you know, with just a little time in the batting cage. It's wild what people will say. I'm going to take Yu Darvish's advice, though, every single time.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Wasn't just the Dodgers who lost last night. Padres got more help in the National League playoff chase. We'll get into that coming up. But also, Pauly has pulled some of our great moments from all the way back 6 years ago.
Wow.
5 years ago and 4 years ago, 3 years ago for some fabulous Throwback Thursday moments in Ben and Woods lore. And we'll get to all of that, Woods, coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, sounds good to me. But first and foremost, let me tell my friends out there that are waking up in pain this morning that it doesn't have to be that way. You can go to QC Kinetics if it's pain in your joints and you're not really stoked about going to get surgery on your knee, your back, your shoulder. There is another alternative. There's another option for you. It worked for me. It will always work for me. I will always go to QC Kinetics as long as there is anything wrong with one of my joints. That's the first place I'm going. So you can call, get a free consultation with the medical pros over at QC Kinetics. Thousands of patients like myself that will tell you they wish they would have done it sooner. I didn't know they existed until our rep brought it to me. And I said, okay, at this point, I'm willing to try anything, and I'm so glad that I did. You can even bring your x-rays and MRIs into QC Kinetics for a free, no-pressure chat, thorough evaluation to see if you're a good candidate. The worst case, hey, you learn something new. The best case, you get your life back just like I did. Grab the phone right now. Get back to doing the things that you love to do. Call them. They got locations in Hillcrest and Torrey Hills. 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. Just heard in Do This, the Manny Machado interview with J.P. Morosi. Last night's game was actually the MLB Network Game of the Week, so I think it's blacked out here in San Diego, but around the rest of the country, if you wanted to watch Padres-Giants, you were able to. And I saw that J.P. did a little sidebar when he was doing his sideline dugout reporting about how the Padres have the easiest remaining schedule now in all of baseball from yesterday's point on. It's really between the Padres and the Dodgers. The two teams kind of have the two easiest schedules remaining, Woods, but the Dodgers have just played three of their games against the Rockies, where the Padres still have all seven, I believe, of their remaining games against the Rockies left. And Padres have more home games remaining as well. They're 40-21 at Petco Park this year. Only 31-35 away from Petco Park, but that means they have five more home games than road games the rest of the season, which when you're playing that well at home, that's also a big advantage for the Padres going forward that you want to keep in mind here in the pennant race.
I mean, you know, easy is such a relative term when it comes to big leaguers and the end of the season and what teams are playing for and who's actually out there. And, you know, those games scare me to death. They really do. And I'm kind of a cautious person in that regard by nature, just because, hey man, we got nothing to lose. Let's let it eat and pressure builds, right? Pressure builds the closer you get to the playoffs, Benny. And you know that. And, you know, especially when when's the last time we've been in a division race this late, you know? So it's going to be interesting.
The interesting part is the Padres, I believe, have three interleague. Well, they have the Mariners coming up. They're good. But then their other three interleague series are against three of the four worst teams in the American League. The Orioles, the Twins, and the White Sox. And the only other team that's in the bottom of those standings in the American League are the A's, who are actually playing really well right now, and the Padres played them early in the season. So you've got three of your kind of worst interleague series still remaining, which is why the Padres have that easier strength of schedule as they Paulie's got it on the screen with all the games remaining. Definitely some good opponents. I mean, they still have the Brewers for three. They got the Mets for three, the Reds for three, and the Dodgers for three. But they also do have some of their lesser opponents on the interleague side still to go the rest of this season.
Yeah, man. Let's go one game at a time. Try to beat the Giants today and see what happens. But a couple things. Last night, Fernando goes up, makes that brilliant catch, then leads off the bottom half of the inning with a double, ends up coming around to score. Was your initial thought then, what can we get for him in the open market?
It was not.
Okay, all right. I just want to double check after yesterday's trying to trade Nick Pivetta after his brilliant start.
So I'm not backing off that it's something that I think is at least going to be thought of during the off season. You listen. I think you do listen in the off season on Nick Pivetta, as you do on any player who's potentially going to be a free agent within a year.
Well, now I'm not going to feel bad about embarrassing you. Hey, Woods, do you want to see what Ben looked like trying to do the pop-up from Fernando, sitting, like, legs spread out, back up against the wall?
Against the wall.
Somehow, like, tucks his feet in and just pops up like some sort of magical creature.
I don't think I tucked my feet in enough.
Some crazy squat. There it is. Okay.
It's
impossible.
It was so difficult.
You look like a fish.
Out of water, yes.
Like a fish that was just... And you're even using the wall, too, and you still can't get up.
No.
Holy smokes.
But you couldn't do it either, I promise you. It's like... It feels like it should be physically impossible to do that.
How did he do that?
So easily, too. Just smooth.
It's incredible. He's just an incredible athletic specimen. Who would have been
I'm watching your side by side, and it is as stark of a difference as there could ever be. Yeah, you look like one of the elderly in one of those videos. Like, use Lifeline. Press your
life
button.
Life alert.
And, they always have, like, the old lady
making I've fallen,
making
and I can't get up.
Oh,
it's the old lady doing her best Joe Davis, like the, ah, laying on the ground. It is, it's crazy. No, he does not cross his legs.
No, I don't think Tatis did. If he did,
he just look, they're wide, and then he just
like
pops
up. I don't know how he does it.
He has spring in his butt or something. It is no, you don't. He doesn't cross his legs. I'm serious. Does he? No.
I think he crosses his feet just a little
bit.
His
feet just a hair?
Yeah.
He's unreal, man. He is unbelievable. So again, let's yeah, Benny, thanks for trying that. I just wanted to see what it looked like from a different perspective.
Looks good. Looks good.
It looks really good. You look great. It looks really, really good. Thanks for filming that. Paulie, you were filming it in the studio. I was blocked by a computer monitor, so I couldn't see what was going on. So I'm glad I got to see the video finally.
All right, let's check traffic, and then when we come back, we're going to celebrate three show moments from this week in Ben and Woods history on a Throwback Thursday. That's coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. As Paulie said earlier, we think we might be able to make Woods tear up a little bit on this Throwback Thursday, but we're going to save that one for last, and we're going to start...
We'll laugh before we cry.
Apparently, there's something about, the month of August, this time in the baseball season, that just makes people want to sing on Ben and Woods, because back in 2022... We had a special visit in studio by one Mark Mudcat Grant, who just decided it was time to start unloading some show tunes on us. You remember this, Woods?
By the way, Grease, probably one of the better musicals ever written.
Yeah.
And just a great story, great songs.
God, I hate musicals. Except for that
do you
one.
Really?
Yeah,
I just
really
love,
do.
By the way, speaking of musicals, and I'll end on this, I watched La La Land about a week ago.
Good one.
So good.
Very good movie.
So good.
We're here. We're there. We're everywhere. I can't do it.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
sing your
you know
dialogue.
What? And when I leave here and drive back to Alpine, I'm going to stop on the ramp and just get out of my car and just get a hood.
It's a beautiful day.
Hey!
time.
You know, you could sing the baseball game tonight.
Love it. I dare you to bust out some sing-song tonight.
Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain and the waving wheat. Kisher smells sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
good night, everybody.
What do we do? We're never going to top that.
No, we have Mud singing Oklahoma show tunes in studio. Pretty much, we should retire.
You're doing fine, Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma. Yeah!
Save some of those pipes for tonight.
Summer loving, having a blast. Summer loving, happened so fast. I met a girl, crazy for me.
I met a boy, cute as can be.
Summer night. So tell me more. Did you get very far?
God. This is right at the end of the show. That's how the music's playing.
Oh, God. All of us trying to sing Summer Lovin' and forgetting the words at the same time got me.
We need to get him back. We need to get him back in studio. ASAP.
That was just a phoner, and he was driving around. He's like, you want me to just come by the studio? We're like, yes.
Yes, we do.
He's got a good singing voice, too.
He does. He's got a good voice, man. 100%. That was amazing. That was so good. I let me tell you, I had completely forgotten about that.
Pretty completely. Great, man.
Was that at 1090?
No, it was here. Right here. It was 3 years ago.
Here? Yeah, right here in 2022.
Oh, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
See, here's the problem. I still hate musicals, and I still, even when Mud sings them, I still hate them. Even though it's a great bit.
What about Ben singing? What about Ben singing Yacht Rock?
So it's always been I would love to have a better singing voice. I have a good voice, but I can't quite hit the notes the way I would like to. And Woods sometimes makes me try on the radio, which is very embarrassing. And it was 6 years ago in 2019. As Paulie points out, I like listening to the Yacht Rock. The Doobie Brothers are one of my favorites, and one of my all-time favorite songs by the Doobie Brothers is What a Fool Believes, which requires a range that I just don't have, but didn't stop me from trying 6 years ago.
I still can't believe we got you to try to do this. I mean, this was 2 months into our show here at 97.3 The Fan, and one of our most lasting moments in the show.
Okay.
Just kind of feel it in your nose.
This is terrifying. This is actually terrifying.
It's terrifying to sing on the radio.
But I will do my best.
All right, here we go.
Bring it up for me, Paul.
Had a place in his life.
Okay.
He never made her think twice.
All right.
As he rises to her apology, anybody else would surely know.
Still waiting on the falsetto.
He's watching her go.
Here it comes.
But what a fool believes.
That's my favorite thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't do it.
That was good.
Just can't hit that one.
Oh, man.
That was really well done, actually.
That is one of my favorite moments of all time on the show.
When he hits the what a fool believe, he just gets after it.
And what a fool believe.
You gotta leave yourself some room, I've learned. You can't, because there's only so far you can go, and if you hit the highest note, and you know you've got two more notes higher to give, there's nowhere left to go.
Oh,
all right, finally.
Man, that was good.
Finally, Woods. This one's for you in particular. We are going back. This was August of the pandemic.
August 20th, 2020.
In the Corona Cave.
How old would Bo have been then? 2 years old?
2020?
Corona Cave, yeah, about 2 years old. 2020?
Yeah, two. August 2020, so yeah, 2 years old.
He came with you one day, one morning. He was in the Corona Cave with us. And you're going to die how little he sounds.
I started tearing up when I heard this audio.
This is going to get me.
But, yeah, we started talking some Padres baseball. When you have Bo Woods, he's a great guest to talk some Padres baseball. Here's this clip.
Say hi, everyone.
Hi, Bobo.
Say hi, Paul.
He can't hear you. There he is.
There it is.
Good boy. That was nice.
You want to do the Padres lineup like you did last night?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Jake?
Enough.
Eric?
Woods.
No, not Eric Woods. Eric Ha.
Small.
Will?
Why did I say that?
Will?
Miles.
Yep. Manny?
Manny.
Fernando?
Tatis.
Very good.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is a smart kid.
Well done, sir.
That you've got right there.
That is,
so
it's hard, dude. It's hard to listen to. Little baby. Yeah, you're going to get me. Gonna
now
get
he's a second
Man,
grader.
That's sweet. Second grader, just as grown up as can possibly be. Grown up as can possibly be. Sounds like a teenager almost. yeah, he called me yesterday from his. Oh, I called him on his little watch phone, you know, that he has, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to call you back." I was, "Oh, excuse me, all right, social engagement. I didn't mean to bother you." And I go, "This is a harbinger of things to come." Like, I'll be having to track that kid down. Dad, let me call you back. Oh, okay. And I texted him. I go, what's he doing? He's like, he's playing with his friends. So, already shoved to the side. I think he's probably on his way to school right now. So, if you're listening, buddy, Daddy loves you. See you tomorrow, my friend.
All right. We've got 2 hours still remaining and then a roundtable to talk more Padres baseball this morning. But don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for our manager's report with Mike Schilt. Right here on Bennett Woods, the manager's report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Still to come, plenty of giveaways. We got a game of real or fake, chance to qualify for Las Vegas. And one more time, Ben's big box with Padres Dodgers tickets for tomorrow night up for grabs. All ahead here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.